Once again, it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. But I'm more known for drinking tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, good tea. I like drinking tea. It's delicious. Oh, yeah. Okay, so now that I've had some delicious tea, let me lean back here. Is this a good idea? Is this smart? No, I don't. Maybe not. Okay. Maybe I should have gotten in the bathtub instead. My lower back is a little bit sore, but it's not doing anything bad. It's just a little weird. Nothing different. Just, you know, same stuff, different day. Maybe I'll get into the bathtub later. I don't know. So what am I doing today? Well, I got up kind of early, and then I sort of forgot to do Dubious Goals Committee. I got distracted. And so I made it just in time. What time is it? Oh, it's 1928. Well, I gotta get the show going. So here we go. Oh, now we got us a show. Isn't that great? Super happy about that. But more importantly, I'm happy about what I'm doing tonight. Here in a few hours, about 3.5 hours from now, I have to go over to my parents' house to inspect the bass. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are familiar with the bass drama. Oh, the family bass was destroyed in a car accident back in March on St. Patrick's Day. Well, my dad and our family luthier, this would be Bill, they rebuilt the bass. It is finished. It is home. And I'm going to go check it out tonight. Maybe I'll go over there tomorrow. Do Dubious Goals Committee over there tomorrow. I don't know what I'm doing. What am I doing trying to predict a day in advance? That's just ridiculous. So I'm going to go over to my parents' house tonight, check out the bass, and then we're going to go out to eat. Where are we eating? I do not know. Maybe Jim and Jenny's. Yay. Maybe Romeo's. I don't know. So what are we going to do in the meantime? That's another really, really, really good question. What was I watching? Oh, I was watching some dorky video last night. I watched some of these dorky guitar players do dorky stuff on YouTube, and one guy was doing 10 easy riffs to play that you need to know how to play on guitar, blah, blah, blah. And I just thought I'd see what he's doing because he's kind of funny. And so it's like, yeah, that was kind of funny. And then he did a Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin. And I thought, you know, that's a riff that might work on a cigar box guitar. So let's put the slide on here. All right, let's grab the old giddy here because I put it down. And let's see, how does that go? Question is, how do I want to do those mutes? Do I want to do thumb mute? Do I want to try to half palm mute it? Or do I want to try to do a finger mute?
You need coolin', babe, I'm not foolin'.
No, it's not Led Zeppelin Day. Maybe it should be. Maybe we need to listen to some Zepp. I don't know. Maybe I need to tune my cigar box guitar. No, that takes too much effort. Maybe, just maybe, I don't need to sit back down again. See, I'm feeling a lot better standing up here like this. This is working out. This is not terrible. Yay. But now it's time for some random audio.
Janet, you're driving me crazy.
How am I supposed to get over you when you're always in my face?
Always in your face?
Did I just say that last part out loud?
Yes, you did. Because this is 90210. Abort. Abort. Yeah, that was a close one. Is there any football that I need to be watching today? It's Friday, right? Am I missing something? What's happening? No, there's no football on today. Wait, we need to go up to the really high numbered sports channels to see if there's any Bundesliga. Oh yeah, okay, Bundesliga. Got a live Bundesliga game coming up in about an hour and a half. Okay, so I'm not entirely crazy, just moderately crazy. Oh, there is some football on. Oh, it's an international friendly between the United States and Sweden. Okay, let's see if we can punch this in.
A little play out of it. Lavelle's making a big run up the middle as Lloyd pops up out wide. Short's continuing her run forward. Here's Casey Short.
That was an odd pass, but it worked.
International debut. Just poked that away. Third corner for the U.S. in the early running.
And the pressure has been there from Sweden, but the U.S. did a nice job in that last attack of solving it. Players being brave on it.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, why are you watching this? Well, I don't know. I like her hair, though, that's for sure. And here's Tobin Heath taking the corner kick. I love Tobin Heath. Oh, Tobe, you just like her because her name is Tobe. Well, and she plays football. Okay, so the ball came in. There was a low header, but the goalie didn't have any kind of problem with it.
Doink.
Yeah, that's good, though. Yeah, she was uncovered. So maybe they should have gotten something more out of that. I don't know. All right. So apparently, why? Oh, I guess the women don't have Nations League. I was gonna say, why is this a friendly when they should be playing Nations League? I guess the women don't have it. What day is today? Is that tomorrow? Yeah, there's. No, that's Monday and Tuesday. I don't know. Yeah, Nations League for men is this weekend, I think, or I don't know. It's so confusing. I don't really have any idea what's going on anymore. Nothing makes sense in football other than there's not enough of it. Let's just, you know, be honest with ourselves. Why is this not working? Okay, so now I've got some buttons that work, and when I push them, something happens. That's good. I like switches that work. I hate soft switches. That's for certain. And what am I doing again? I have totally lost the plot here. I don't understand where I am, what I'm doing. or what's going on here. Although maybe we need some Errol Flynn dialogue.
The boy is crippled for life. And that man on the train, he died for a principle. And a man killed him for a principle.
It happens.
One of them is wrong, but which one?
Who knows the answer to that, Kip? Everybody in America is trying to decide it.
Yes, by words in the East and by guns in the West. But one day the words will turn into guns. Oh, Chip, can't it be stopped now? Can't the slaves be freed before it's too late?
It will be stopped when we hang John Brown. Then the South can settle our own problem without loss of pride at being forced into it by a bunch of fanatics.
Oh, Jeb, what has pride got to do with human lives?
You should recognize that voice.
The two things kind of come together down South.
And that one.
Can't pry them apart, not even with guns.
I don't know. You can do a lot with guns in America, I'm just saying. But look what we got here. Olivia de Havilland in all of her glory, and Errol Flynn having a conversation. What is this going to be? Oh my God, and guess who just rides up? This is hilarious.
That's where I learned. There's credit one more to my account yet. I like to let the interest accumulate. Well, goodbye.
You should recognize that voice.
Kid, I... Don't be long, Jeb. No, no, goodbye.
Goodbye. That was Ronald Reagan. So there we had a little scene with Ronald Reagan. That's right, the President of the United States. Plus Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland. Yeah, look how freaking hot she is. It's ridiculous. So what I was going to say was, what is this? Olivia de Havilland and Errol Flynn Day? Let's see what next is. Yeah, maybe it is Errol Flynn Day, because the next film that's on TCM is The Charge of the Light Brigade, starring Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland. And what's coming up next after that? Oh, Captain Blood with Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland. And what's after that? That's right, The Adventures of Robin Hood, starring Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland. You know, also starring Claude Rains and Basil Rathbone, crushing it. And then at 7 tonight, we have Kevin Bacon. All right, so it's Olivia de Havilland and Errol Flynn Day. Good to know. I'm glad we got that out of the way. We now know this. Everybody feels a lot better. And so maybe it's time to go to a musical interlude. And I think today we're going to delve into a little bit more Tuareg music here with Tanarawen. Love these guys. They got a couple of extra dudes with them here on this track. Let's see if we can get this going sometime today. I'll say it again. I've said it before. I hate soft switches. Like, really?
Thank you. الزيام يا قائد زورتنا تتكلم سكوشم
the song Amaluna or Amaluna. I think I heard them pronounce it. I really can't get enough of that stuff. I really, really am into that guitar sound and kind of would like to pursue that, except I would need a guitar. It's a different kind of guitar. Yes, I have guitars, but not one of those. I need to get to work, don't I? I do feel terrible. I feel lazy, but that's okay. I don't know what to think. And you know, I can't listen to that without wanting to listen into more Kadangyan. So we're going to get into these guys a little bit too, I think. After I hear the boopa zoopa. Gave me the weirdness. Yeah, okay, maybe we're not. Maybe I'll just sit here and do nothing for... You know, I have to admit, I'm getting pretty sick of doing this show. I'm bored. I don't care. I'd rather be doing my own stuff. Does it matter?
Tower Radio!
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that fun? I knew you would think so too. So now what do we do? I'm out of ideas. I'm literally, what, we're 5 minutes short here on this show? Yeah. To be honest, I think I just lost interest. I don't know what to tell you. I got nothing. I've got better stuff to do than to try to figure out things that might entertain the three people who are listening. So, you know, maybe I'm just going to walk away from today's show. I don't know. I gotta take this coat off. My back hurts. I can't sit like this any longer. Been listening to the Dubious Super Lucky Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, whether I like it or not. Something's next, so bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
She's funny.